sampled them from them, but it's not the same bass line.
You can get in serious trouble for copyright infringement.
You got an organ going.
Yes? Copyright is not doing crap!
Copyright? What's copyright?
It's the right of the owners to control.
Right now!
You know what time it is.
Welcome to
the copyright
experiment.
Hello and welcome to the copyright experiment here on CITR 101.9. This is DJ Mochi here with Autonomy.
Yo.
And we're going to start off with a little wrap up of new forms and do some mixing. So.
Yeah. I guess we should mention now, because we always forget, but you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I had a great last weekend. How about you, Jeff?
I didn't actually go.
Oh, Jeff didn't actually go.
I'm lame.
No, that's okay. New Forms Festival was last weekend, which is an exciting time in the world of electronic music and just in contemporary art and music in Vancouver every year in the beginning of September. So that was a lot of fun. It happened at the Center for Digital Media, which is a cool little venue off of Main Street, kind of secluded. They have a school there, which coincidentally I'm a very big fan of. So New Forms, if you've never heard of it, New Forms Festival it's in its 13th year now, and basically it's exactly what it sounds like. They explore new forms of art and music and visual art to video, anything that has some sort of medium, that's what they like to play with. So.
Yeah. Cool. And I saw in the lineup at least, there was a lot of good DJs.
Yes, there were. Every year they do a really good job of curating a great selection of, a great mix of DJs, I would say. There's always a few like really prominent DJs that have been around for many, many years that everybody really wants to see. And then there's also a lot of local Vancouver DJs. There's also a lot of kind of more underground club DJs and also more like DJs that have like innovative performances and stuff like that.
Like a breadth of things, both musically and performance wise.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think one of the mandates of New Forms is to showcase unique performances. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's called New Forms after all.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, it's interesting because they have, like, I was just reading up about this, there's like a DJ licensing service, and like, I wonder, you know, like, how many of those DJs have that? Like, probably none. Like, I'd never even heard about this thing until I just looked at it today. It's like this thing that, you know, so, okay, you're already allowed to play cassettes and CDs and records, but then if you want to play digital media, like off a laptop or something, then you're supposed to have this license, which costs $333-something a year. And then they send that money to labels or whatever. And I looked at like who has this license, and it's like a bunch of random, you know, like wedding DJ services and stuff like that. But like, other than that, you know, it's like this thing exists, but I almost wonder, you know, like, are they going to start cracking down on, like, festivals, you know, just, like, go there and start handing out fines or something? Like, I don't know. Like,
I gotta assume, like, first of all, I'm curious how they came up with the $333 amount.
Yeah.
Where does that come
from?
But, anyway, I also think it's gotta be more geared towards, like, DJs who have no interest in showing a unique performance or being considered an artist in their own sense or interested in kind of pushing the envelope in some way or doing something unique themselves. I think it's probably for DJs who really only see themselves as vehicles for a good party or something.
Yeah. And like, I wasn't able to find any explicit information about, you know, like, what if I play a track that was released freely or like, you know, on some SoundCloud or something. You know, it's hard to say. And then it's also kind of like I've never seen or heard of agents going around or anything like that. Like, I'm not even sure they exist. I think it's the thing they seem to more focus on is, like making a mixtape and selling that or something and using material that you don't have the rights to.
Yeah.
Then, you know, it can pose more of a problem. And then if you get this, then I guess it makes it more more legal.
Yeah, I kind of just have this when I think of people tracking down artists for illegally playing tracks, I kind of just have this image in my head of, you know,
SoundCloud.
Of what?
SoundCloud.
Yeah, SoundCloud. I just kind of have to see these like Men in Black type figures walking up to you on the turntables, and it's like, all right, so yeah, you're gonna have to pay for this, or come with me or something, dock it out of your performance pay for the night or something.
Yeah, and as if there aren't already enough fees, you know, like you heard about the international artist fee that they've tacked on.
I don't know of this.
You don't know of this.
Tell me about this.
What is it? It's like, I think it's $175 or something for international acts. They have to pay like sort of a tax or like a tariff or something.
Yeah, I did hear about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know more about that?
Yeah. So what happened was the federal government of Canada recently changed the rules on the fees that international artists would have to pay to perform in Canada. And you always need like a performance visa to go to another country to play.
Mm-hmm.
But recently the federal government changed the rules on how much the performers would have to pay. Initially, I believe it was around $200 for the artist. So either a solo artist or the group and the manager or something. And now it's up to like $175 per person, plus an extra fee for processing. I don't know. some way to just pull more money out of it.
Which again is funny, because like I know friends that are, you know, from the U.S. that have played, and they didn't get any kind of visa. And, you know, I'm not gonna name names, of course, but like,
yeah, it's pretty rampant. I have some friends of mine who are on tour in the States right now, and they're telling me a story of how they got their gear across the border, but I won't give away their secrets, but it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, if you're dedicated, you can if you don't want to pay for these things, you don't have to, I guess.
Yeah, but you know, it really limits you, right?
Because
now you can only really play in underground venues, or
mm-hmm.
you can't really broadcast that you're playing to these cities or whoever else. So it's it really restricts you as a younger or less well-known artist who doesn't have, say, like a full-time manager or something who can work out all these deals for you and stuff.
Yeah, it almost seems like, you know, someone wants to give you another hoop to jump through or something, you know, like, well, if you want to be a, you know, successful artist, okay, here's another like money, you know, bag you have to throw your funds into if you want to, you know, really do things. Otherwise you got to stay underground and keep it, you know, to warehouses or whatever, you know. And it's like,
yeah,
you know, it doesn't support emerging artists to emerge. It supports them, you know, feeling like, oh crap, I have to pay this more money, I don't have this, you know, and like it stifles them.
I mean there's certainly an argument to be made that something like this will encourage monetarily for bar owners and booking agents and stuff to book more Canadian artists, because that way they don't have to pay the fees for touring artists.
That's
but,
true.
It also means that those kind of acts won't be able to open for international artists when they come to town either.
Yeah.
And which may draw a bigger crowd and expose them to more fans and stuff like that. So it's all around kind of a bad news for the art scene across Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, it does, like you said, it sort of pushes them to play more Canadian artists, you know, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I think there are probably better ways to do it.
But, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I guess it's a silver lining of sorts.
Yeah, yeah. Alrighty. Anything else you want to talk about?
New forms-wise? Yeah, new forms. I mean, I was there for a lot of the weekend. I had a lot of fun. There were definitely some standout artists. Well, Jeff Mills was billed as like the big headliner for the festival, and he played the first night, and
mm-hmm.
He put on a really cool techno show. He had two DJ mixers, five CDJs, and two Roland TR-909s in his setup.
Oh,
so it was pretty impressive technically. I know a lot of people were a little underwhelmed by the performance because it was billed as sort of this audiovisual experience, but it was more about him just DJing really well.
Yeah.
And it was really good, but, you know. The other days were also quite good. I was there all day on Saturday, and I saw a lot of great artists, so I'm going to play a few tracks by some of the artists that were there, some local people, and we'll let you know which ones they are. And I guess, like always, we'll tell you right now, If you hear any tracks you like during the next hour, head on over to our blog. We'll be posting all the links to the songs we play, and you can also download the podcast and hear it again if you want. And what is that URL, Jeff?
It is thecopyrightexperiment.tumblr.com.
That's it. So yeah, go to copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com if you like the tracks you hear.
Wait, is it the copyright experiment or just copyright?
It's just copyright
experiment. Just copyright experiment. Know that. Okay, yeah. So know that.
Yeah, we'll clarify that.
So copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com. All right.
And don't worry, we'll tell you again.
Yeah.
I know you're going to forget. All right, let's get into the mix, I guess, eh?
Alrighty, yeah. So, first up, what do we have first up?
It's a Klein remix.
A Klein remix. And Klein is a local DJ, part of Chapel Sound. This is a Tuts Butter remix called Oos Chop, I guess?
Yeah.
Anyways. This was actually one of the guys at New Forms. Pretty cool guy. is another guy from Chapel Sound, Dream Dior. The track is called Arrow off of his freely released Bermuda. Just came out a few days ago. This is Vincent Parker's Hypo off of Hypo, freely released as well, obviously. We'll be right back. This is Shlomo on the remix of the lovely Laura Mavila's She. Frank Grimes, Be Your Love. Another Vancouver local guy. New Forms too. This is Bad Scene by Kalamalka, another local who was at New Forms last week. One coming in is Fade by Starkey off of his Fade EP. Real trap shit. This cheeky little track is Husky out of Detroit. The song is called Geeked. That ended pretty abruptly. That was just Geeked by Husky. You're listening to The Copyright Experiment on CITR 101.9, Autonomy in the Mix, and we will be right back.
Ever thought about studying abroad? Visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Thursday, September 26th at the Vancouver Convention Center East Wing to meet with universities from around the world offering post-grad, undergrad, and diploma programs abroad. Find out more about admission requirements, programs, and scholarships. Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. Expo opens at 3 p.m., but come early at 2 p.m. for our feature seminar on scholarships. Admission is free. Check the website for more info at www.studyandgoabroad.com.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you. Thank you, ice cream man.
On Wednesday, September 24th, Ejecta is coming to Fortune Sound Club. The evening will also feature sets by Killing Time, Point and Click, and Matthew Weary. The show is free if you RSVP, so be sure to go to fortunesoundclub.com. Sponsored by CITR.
Woo, that's cool. Ejecta has been kind of up and coming for a little while. He's a lot of material and kind of a bass-heavy disco guy. New disco, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, cool stuff.
What is that new disco anyway?
It's like we took disco and then we made it again with computers.
Yeah, essentially. So
and put 808s in it, right?
We're back. Yeah. Yeah. Make it new. So next we're going to play a couple tracks by, a couple Canadian guys. They recently started their tour yesterday in Vancouver. If you went to Faded last night at Celebrity, if you got Faded on Wednesday, then you would have seen them at Cyril Hahn and Ryan Hemsworth. So Hemsworth out of Halifax and Cyril Hahn, a transplant in Vancouver right now. So we're going to play a track by them.
Yeah, so you're listening to CITR 101.9. This is The Copyright Experiment. Autonomy getting in the mix. Here we go.
I know that you've been waiting for me.
Yeah, we went there. This is Touch My Body remix by Mariah Carey, Cyril Hand.
Yeah, this is Ryan Hemsworth. Gave away this EP a few months ago to his fans. The EP's called Still Awake. You can get it on our blog like everything else.
repeating like really weeping and I don't see you.
Step past the sweat cause I don't need it. I'm feeling froggy, I'm gonna leap them if I feel them reaching. Bring it back, bitch, drop it down and let them see them. And then we teaching, we ain't caping, we ain't saving me. Step up my geek lock, straight to the tip top. Twist pop, go wrist watch. In the booth while the chicks watch, wishing they can get got. Cause they like the way I switch up, like the way I roll a piff up.
Says Sheila D out of Baltimore. Been rocking this in the whip the last little while. New mixtape by her, The Kamikaze Come Up. Check it out.
Shrug. Niggas always talk and grab my hand and try to rub. And then I snatch it back and
hit him with the fucking dub.
Throwing love, cause the music got him crump. Buddy looking like a gunk, cause it's just a front. Groupie bitches drunk, you know they trying to hunt. Cause they see my niggas caking out our birthday month. Shorty, you're the only one for me. And I see the way you're moving, you're the one that starts the party. In the club and acting naughty, I saw you before you saw me. And then she took my picture, bitch kicked rocks like Fred and Barney. Chilling deep on the track, yeah, fuck it. Stunting in the club, these lame niggas need to stop. It's all the same, a different club, a different spot. Stunting on these hoes with shit that you ain't got. Hit him with the shrug, hit him with the shrug, shrug. Hit him with the shrug, hit him with the shrug, shrug.
The Barbie, I can admit I like the party. I spit the grip, I touch the coffee. When I summer rip my pricey gummy, I'm the swami, I feel hip cat. I'm freaky fit that I can rip at. Ice on a wrist like ice a fish. Yeah, when I like with a bitch that spicy, get that.
I got racks, racks, racks at ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do. I got racks, racks, racks at ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do. You a badass bitch, a badass bitch. That don't get swallowed in that fat ass bitch. I got racks, racks, racks at ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do. I got racks, racks, racks to the ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do. I got racks, racks, racks to the ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do. Are you a badass bitch? A badass bitch. That don't get swallowed in that fat ass bitch. I got racks, racks, racks to the ATM jam.
This is K-Tran, is edit of Azealia Banks' ATM Jam, feat. Pharrell.
Like nice suburb, pipes on a pout, my pipe the perp. Peter piping about my pint for sure. I'm the mermaid, rhymes the nurse. I'm little red, ride the verse. My shimmy shakes inside the shirt. Should a dyke and a gay guy try to flirt?
I got racks, racks, racks at ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do. I got racks, racks, racks at ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do. You a badass bitch, a badass bitch. That don't get swallowed in that fat ass bitch. I got racks, racks, racks at ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do. I got racks, racks, racks at ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do. I got racks, racks, racks at ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do. Are you a badass bitch, a badass bitch. That don't get swallowed in that fat ass bitch. I got racks, racks, racks at ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do.
They shooting in the parking lot. Everybody get low. They shooting in the parking lot. They ain't where you wanna go. Now stand by, soldier. Stand by, soldier. And let the work and motherfucking dance like I told you. Stand by, soldier. Stand by, soldier. And let the work and motherfucking dance like I told you.
Measure One, Warrior's Tongue, Ill Gates on the remix, Local Guy remixing. Toronto, sorry.
Little gun come and I wanna bust guns on the run when I come.
that you be calling me, stressing me, paging my beat, but you're just nonstop. And it's not hot that you be leaving me messages every 10 minutes and then you stop by. When I first met you, you were cool, but it was game, you had me fooled. Cause 20 minutes after I gave you my number, you already had my mailbox full. So what?
Track we just played? That's the Gans Flip.
Yeah, the Gans Flip of Destiny's Child's Bugaboo. Really, really neat stuff released freely by the Huh, What, and Where Recordings label out of Los Angeles. They had some cool other artists that we've played here, and it's all around a neat kind of progressive label, so, you know, I'd recommend checking it out.
And I guess that about wraps it up for our show today.
Yeah, check us out on Tumblr at copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com. You can follow CITR at facebook.com/CITR11.9 or Twitter at CITR. And you are listening to CITR 101.9. Next up is Oral Tentacles. This is DJ Mochi.
Autonomy.
And we're signing out.